sort of impossible to grasp fully. It does place the first responders at great risk. It places, you know, huge risk to the motoring public who could get stranded in, you know, below zero wind chills or near zero wind chills, while it, you know, takes a dramatic amount of time to respond. The deputies last night were in one area of 67 for right at 5 hours, dealing with multiple cars continuously getting stuck over and over and over. So that took one and at times two deputies literally 5 hours to deal with one area due to people continuing to travel. It's just really important to remember when weather conditions like this are forecast to do our best as a whole to, you know, stay off the roadway, let the plows do their jobs, let the emergency responders deal with those that for emergencies or whatever reason are traveling. But I just ask the public to, you know, limit the travel as much as very possible. I understand that many jobs require the travel and that not everyone can just stay home, but if you can, please do so. Limit any unnecessary travel when the weather conditions are forecast to be as terrible as they were yesterday, especially.